opinion, and a little irreverence from both sides of the 49th parallel. This is Americanuck Radio with Mike Phillip.
Welcome back to Americanuck Radio. It's Mike Phillip, and it's Rock Friday, and we got music that we're going to get to. It's going to be fun, but first of all, a live press conference is going out from the Premier's office here in Alberta. They have just announced that from henceforth, I can get $100 if I get vaccinated. They said that we reached the magic milestone of 70% vaccination here in Alberta, which they told us was going to end the pandemic. But now that they have jubilantly announced that they reached that 70% landmark, then everything has gotten worse. It's way worse now. And they've said pandemic of the unvaccinated probably 600 times. And they've announced that mask restrictions are back in place starting tomorrow at 8 o'clock. And we're going to go there now and see what else they have to say.
See us through with relatively small impacts on our lives, on our economy, compared to what we've seen previously throughout the pandemic. The path out of the pandemic is more clear than ever.
That's what you said 6 months ago.
We need more Albertans to get vaccinated. Uh-huh. And that's why today we're also announcing an incentive program for all Albertans who are over the age of 17, so everybody 18 and older, who have not received a first or second dose yet. Starting immediately, every Albertan who receives a first dose or a second dose of COVID vaccine between September 3rd and October 14th is eligible for a pre-filled debit card that's worth $100. Everyone who registers and has their vaccine
$100
will receive one of these pre-filled cards.
That's a quarter tank of gas.
Eligible Albertans will be able to enroll online to get a debit card, and that registration process begins online September 13th.
You keep my $100.
More information is available at our website, and just a reminder, that is alberta.ca/vaccine.
Alberta.ca/vaccine.
On our ongoing efforts to get more
$100
vaccinated. We've held rapid flow through clinics to vaccinate thousands of people per day. We've held
walk-in
clinics. We've brought vaccinations to workplaces and
things are getting worse.
Centers with pop-up clinics.
We've wrong about everything, but now we've got it.
Going around the province throughout August and still going through.
I bet you he says pandemic of the unvaccinated again.
Awareness campaigns to let Albertans know that vaccines are available and directing them to
more
than 1,000 pharmacies and clinics where they can get the jab. And soon we'll be holding vaccination clinics in junior high and senior high schools all over the province.
I want $150.
And we're going to keep it up, or we're going to keep trying any promising new option as long as there are Albertans who remain unprotected. Vaccination has changed the game, just as we said it would. The problem is that the virus has moved the goalposts on us, and now we need to drive the numbers even higher. And we can do that. We've seen rates move up in other jurisdictions for a variety of reasons.
Oh, here it
but
comes.
We're going to have to work even harder to get further gains, and we'll keep doing just that. Now, before I turn it over to Dr. Hinshaw, I want to say a word about our healthcare system.
Okay.
These past 18 months have been hard, and the next few weeks are going to be another challenge for our nurses, our doctors, and others throughout the healthcare system.
Who are quitting
in
droves.
And they can't all keep working and being available the way that they've done before. We know that. We feel for those who are working in our hospitals, and we're grateful for them. We need to be realistic about what we ask of them, and our planning reflects that.
Be realistic.
That said, the system will be there for Albertans who need care.
Well, they paid for it.
And that means individual doctors and nurses, others, will be there. I know how deeply they care about their patients, and I promise them that we'll support AHS in any way that's needed to make sure that they can give patients safe care. Thank you, and I'll now turn it over to Dr. Hinshaw to be able to provide
Let's hear what Hee-Haw has to say.
Thank you, Minister, and good afternoon, everyone.
I would like to remind you all that they said we will never again impose mask mandates. Well, they just did it. They lied. But I can earn $100 if I just take whatever the heck it is. Let's go back to Hee Haw here before we get to the music.
Unable to arrange them to be shown on the screen today. We have hard copies for reporters in the room. And there is also a direct link in today's news release posted online at alberta.ca/COVID.
Oh, I can't do it anymore. You know what? Let's get to the tunes here because this stuff's stupid. Rock Friday, Coverdale Page, Shake My Tree on American Rock Radio. Pause Rock Friday for a very important announcement. Okay, so $100 if you take the shot in Alberta. Mask mandate starting at 8 a.m. And bars and restaurants cannot serve liquor past 10 o'clock because that's when the virus has come out. Back to our regular scheduled music. We'll be right back. So another thing that came out in the news this morning, the Conservative Party of Canada announced that they will be keeping Justin Trudeau's gun ban. That's right. They're going to keep the quote-unquote assault weapons ban. So you literally don't have anybody to vote for in Canada in this election. You don't. Nobody. Ain't nobody to vote for. That's okay. Mike Phillip is not a part of the system. Well, I mean, you could vote for the PPC, I guess. They are pretty much the opposite of everybody else. But, yeah, so liberal or conservative means Paris Climate Accord, vaccine mandates, take your guns away. I might just go get vaccinated so I can buy a TechRoo 2024 shot glass to sit on my my cupboard in my studio where I put things that listeners have sent me. Until then, I'm going to do some Robert Plant 29 Palms. You know that book of the Bible that Joe Biden loves so well, the Book of Palms? Yeah, well, we got 29 of them here for you with Robert Plant on American Rock Radio's Rock Friday, and that's how we roll.
Knocks me down and down and down.
You know, some of Robert Plant's best work was a lot of his soul stuff, I think. And not only that, but some of the stuff that he did with Alison Krauss on Raising Sand. That was a fantastic album. Something about that guy's voice that can just really, I don't know, it's relaxing, I guess, is the one way to put it. Moving right along, Erica in Chicago wanted to hear Disturbed, Sound of Silence, featuring Miles Kennedy. This is live in Houston, Texas, the land of no abortions. And Erica actually had paid for this request and requested it a while ago. And Mike Phillip did not do Rock Friday, but Erica, American Rock Radio never forgets. Disturbed, Sound of Silence, featuring Miles Kennedy, live in Houston. And by the way, if a bunch of swearing erupts because it's live, it's not my fault. I did not send these to my producer beforehand for editing. And so American Rock Radio is not responsible for the contents of this song. Here we go.
Gentlemen, we have a special treat for you tonight. For tonight's performance of The Sound of Silence, joining us on the stage to be the Art Garfunkel to my Paul Simon tonight, please welcome Mr. Miles Kennedy. Now fire up those lighters and those cell phones and hold them up in the air, people. Now's the time.
Sound
We got to go to commercial break for our sponsors at Mojo 5-0, but we'll be right back with more great news and music. Back after this.
Recently discovered in a small subsection of the Green New Deal, the United States Air Force is moving away from conventional explosive ordnance.
Being considered to replace these terrible weapons are more ecologically friendly weapons, such as cat coolers, to be used like anvils in a Wile E. Coyote cartoon.
Recently declassified audio from deep inside Cheyenne Mountain.
Genderville, come quick. The Chinese have taken over the island beachhead. What should we do?
Release the cat coolers!
The first cat cooler dropped, activated a volcano on impact. The cooler still has ice in it and was used as a life raft by 26 island refugees.
China has signaled their unconditional surrender, and it is anticipated that the cat cooler will never again be used in such a destructive way.
What? China surrendered, G.I. Joe! No more drop a cat cooler!
No coolers were harmed in the making of this ad, but the island is a total loss. Cat coolers do not recommend dropping coolers from planes, but the video is really cool, and it's still illegal.
In search of a
Dr. Ken Brown here, host of Just Check Project with my co-host Eric Rieger. Eric, we've been seeing Mojo guys over there and over here when we talk about Atron Teals are bloating. I've seen in my practice that Atron Teals are a whole lot more than just a bloating product.
Yes, it does a whole lot more than just its bloating because of the polyphenols that you find in Atron Teals.
You're exactly right. The polyphenols are those molecules that you find in the Mediterranean diet. It makes vegetables and fruits very colorful. What are some of the things these polyphenols do, Eric?
These polyphenols can actually stop inflammation. They can help you have more energy. They can help you with anti-aging. And polyphenols are great for athletes.
It sounds like it's going to help.
There's the wall here now. Ain't he a beaut?
What's up, Dad?
Find some great deals at preparewithmojo50.com.
December 16th, 1773. And now, what really happened at the Boston Tea Party?
What are they doing?
They're throwing all the king's tea and coffee in the harbor to protest taxation without representation.
Do you think we should stop them? I really like my car.
Come on, it's not American Pride Roasters.
Yeah, that would be a trebuchet mockery.
American Pride Roasters, the choice coffee of real American patrons for over 250 years.
That's right. Get yours today at AmericanPrideRoasters.com. That's AmericanPrideRoasters.com.
And cut.
I don't think APR has been around quite that long, guys.
Oh, well, but what we do know for sure is that no APR coffee was thrown into the Boston Harbor in 1773.
Therefore, using transitive properties, since they didn't throw E in the harbor, clearly they liked it best.
At Romika Designs, we're more than just a laser engraving and specialty design company. Much more. I'm Ron Phillips, co-owner of Romika Designs, and if you can dream it, we can probably make it. We can custom laser cut and engrave on nearly all material. Great for one-of-a-kind gifts, home decor, business and specialty items, or personalized and logo designs created just for you or your company. Allow us to become your go-to gift and specialty project partner. Romika Designs can help make your ideas a reality. We're ready to help you design and create that special gift for any occasion or engrave your personal or business logo on just about any product. View our designs at romikadesigns.com or simply email us with your ideas. We specialize in custom design and we'd be honored to have the opportunity to discuss it with you. Call us at 817-400-4040 Email info@romikadesigns.com or visit us on the web at romikadesigns.com.
American Uck Radio.
I would say the world's most underrated radio shows. American Uck Radio. This guy, Mike Phillip, is brilliant. I listen to him every day. Love your show. I really do. I'm a huge fan. Thank you for doing what you're doing.
American Uck Radio. American Uck Radio.
Welcome back to Rock Friday on American Uck Radio. You know, I've been thinking about it, and even when they said previously that they were not going to have any more mask mandates here in Alberta, I knew that they were most likely going to. But I will say this, they're not saying anything at this point about vaccine passports and restricted travel. It could be that as the weather gets worse, we go back into a situation where people are not allowed to go to each other's houses and things like that. But I operate under a higher authority. And, you know, when we, that whole time, were not masking up to go to the store and people were acting like weirdos, which I think is probably going to get worse. The owner of the grocery store that we go to, I went and I shook his hand and I thanked him for dealing with us the way that he did. And he was appreciative that I did not jump up and down like a monkey and swear at him, because I knew that he was in a bad situation too. He didn't want to be the mask police. He just wanted to sell groceries. And he looked me in the eye and he thanked me. He shook my hand. And I'm going to see that man again now, it looks like. But when he goes into aisle 5, because some old lady is having a panic attack, actually, probably a guy. There are lots of guys that are really scared of this crap, too. When they go to him and say, "There's a man in aisle 5 that's killing everybody." And he automatically his stress is up. Oh, great. What am I dealing with now? When he sees me, his stress level is going to decrease. And so that's how I operated before. That's how I'm going to operate again. And you can get through anything. And this has a shelf life. It will stop here in the pandemic of the unvaccinated. Aerosmith, Hangman Jury on American Uck Radio's Rock Friday. In the swamp? That's the swamp getting drained right there.
Thanks so much, Poochie, making my eyes begin to blow. They say Janelle the Trap. If I could, I surely would stand on the rock that Moses done stood singing. Yeah, boy, don't you lie on the track. Yeah, boy, don't you lie on the track. Yeah, boy, don't you lie on the track. Yeah, boy, don't you lie on the track.
Quit lying on the track, Alaka, would you? Just don't do it. I'm waiting on an email here. Oh, here it is. The organization that my wife works for, she just got this email. I want you to listen to this, okay? Tell me how much sense this makes. The subject, I'm not going to say any names, okay? And I'm not even going to say the name of the organization, but it says, subject, board of directors meeting, possible COVID exposure. Ooh. Good afternoon. One of our board members reported secondhand exposure to COVID. Is it COVID? Is it COVID-21? Is it the Delta variant? Is it the, just says COVID. And then in brackets, it says contact with a child whose partner tested positive. Why does this child have a partner? And what is the relationship here? That's weird in itself. So, okay. Board member, secondhand exposure, contact with a child whose partner tested positive. And then it goes on to say, I have been asked to share this information with you as the, and I quote, vaccinated board member. The vaccinated board member is experiencing some symptoms. Since our board meeting was 9 days ago, you will be aware if you have had any symptoms of your own. Take care. They literally said that. Somebody wanted to hear that tune, Guns in the Sky, that we played a while back on Rock Friday. And so if you know somebody who has come into contact with a child whose partner tested positive, it was 9 days ago, and so the vaccinated individual is having symptoms. But if it was 9 days ago, so you will be aware if you have any symptoms of your own. That's all. Guns in the Sky in excess on American Rock Radio. Ooh, ooh. Ah, ha, ha,
blah. See the sound, it crashes in all around. It gets in. Now take your hand.
And just like that, there were no more guns in the sky. Do you know why? Because 80% of all people got vaccinated. So avoid children whose partners have tested positive. Oh, I just got a text message here from Norm Traversy. He's going to shut down Toronto. So if you're planning on going to Toronto in the next little while, it's closed. Toronto's closed for business, okay? Don't even bother. Let's go down with the Stone Temple Pilots on American Rock Radio's Rock Friday. Get a vaccine. Temple Pilots on American Rock Radio's Rock Friday. I want to say something. Can I say something here? Can I? Thank you. There's a very special person that does a lot in promoting Mojo 5-0 and American Rock Radio. And her name is Sarah Nichols. And Sarah, I want to say in front of everybody that is listening to this show right now, God loves you so much. You are really, really special to him. You really are. I'm going to play some Teskey Brothers for y'all. The Teskey Brothers are a bunch of white boys from Australia, and I only know about this band because of Rocky over on the Stage 13 show, which will be playing on Saturday here on Mojo 5-0 with Eric Miller, the Riverfish. And these guys are awesome. They record everything in analog, and there's nothing digital. There's no studio tricks. There's no... but they sound like a late 60s, early 70s black soul band. In fact, I thought they were black the first time I heard them. So, you know, there's a massive amount of cultural appropriation going on here. But the Teskey Brothers are like the soul, everything that's going on with them. My wife loves this band. So, dudes, if you want to get her in the mood, pour a glass of wine, buy her some flowers, throw on the Teskey Brothers, shave your shoulders, and you will have a good night. So Caught Up, Teskey Brothers on American Rock Radio's Rock Friday. Looking at the time, and we really don't have a lot of time for anything else here. And so, You know what? There was another Teskey Brothers song in the queue here called Pain and Misery. Pain and Misery. In the meantime, though, while you were listening to that song, there was a stellar collision that triggered a supernova explosion somewhere in space. How do I know this? Because I just read it on Infowars.com. So you got that to look forward to, huh? See, not everything is bad. There's explosions happening in space. And in the midst of a pandemic of the unvaccinated, boy, did they ever turn that one on its head, huh? Pandemic of the unvaccinated. And they're gonna protect you to death. Protect you to death. Unreal. Pain and Misery by the Teskey Brothers on American Arc Radio's Rock Friday. Thanks, Rocky, for making me aware of this band. Into a network break in about a minute here. Stick around for hour two of American Rock Radio's Rock Friday on Mojo 50 and WBN 324.
Entertaining and compelling talk. Mojo 50.